This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But this is the breezy voice of your local announcer, Tom Fitzmaurice, and it's time now for the food show. Every day we sit down and we talk about the food scene around New Orleans, which gets better and better all the time, if you ask me. And you know what? This is about the fourth or fifth time I've brought this up, and I don't know why it vexes me so much. But just lately, I have read three different articles from various publications locally that focus in on the fact that a few restaurants have closed during the year so far. They say 20 of them statistics that I keep on this, that is not all that much out of the realm of normal. And only a few of these restaurants that have closed are what I would call really a big deal, important, I'm going to miss it the rest of my life kind of restaurants. But they have been pasted like that. And it seems kind of a strange thing to say to me. But then again, I guess everybody's got his outlooks. 260-6368 is our telephone number. All we do here is talk about the food scene around New Orleans, and we'd love to hear from you about where you've been eating, what you want to eat more of, what has been cooking great at home, little boxes of chocolate that you turned up in the back of a little box on your kitchen counter, and you didn't know it was there, but you went ahead and ate it anyway, because how bad could it be? Right? So you never know what's hanging around your house. Have you ever found something really delicious that it was just something that you bumped into? It happens to me in the refrigerator a lot, but I don't know. Call me up, and anything on your mind is good enough for me. We talk about the food in our town, and we do it from every imaginable point of view. 260-6368. And if you call right now, you'll get right in. And, let's see. What do we do today? Today is Wednesday. Isn't it Wednesday? Wait a minute. Yesterday was Tuesday, right? All day. Okay, yeah. Just checking to make sure. This being Wednesday, it is soup and salad day for a lot of people who keep very tight culinary traditions. Soup and salad night. It is also poor boy sandwich night. Or day, either one, you can be either one. Poor boy night or poor boy day, favorite poor boy place in your experience lately? Let's see, I'll tell you mine. Let me give it a little bit of thought, but I think I have a pretty good idea of what I'm going to say here any second now. Yeah, I think it's on the North Shore, so that's not too convenient. But I like it anyway. Oh, I have two of them. I'll do one on the North Shore. It's Pontchartrain Poor Boys. They're just off of Highway 22. They are always busy, and they do a terrific job. The guy who owns it, as a matter of fact, his whole family, they were living in St. Bernard Parish. That's where they were from. And you know what happened there in 2005, St. Bernard Parish. All but one house in the entire parish were rendered unusable as a home after Hurricane Katrina. So these people, a lot of them, moved away from St. Bernard and wound up, a lot of them, on the North Shore. And a lot of them are still there and seem to like it well enough. And quite a few of them have opened up restaurants over there. So it's been a good thing all over if you want to stretch it out that long. But I don't see why we shouldn't. So anyway, they have a great poor boy sandwich over there at the Pontchartrain Poor Boys. Their roast beef is terrific. And all the other ones that I've had have also been very nice. But The one that I was not thinking of at first, anyway, is one that will come as a surprise to you because it came that way to me. Here we go again. The first, I can't remember the name again, kind of a place. It's there's a restaurant on the West Bank, two locations, I think two of them on the West Bank, that specializes in muffalettas. It'll come to me, the name of it will come to me in a second, with any kind of luck at all. And if you know what the restaurant is, call me and tell me so we can move this thing along a little bit. But they also have one in Covington. I guess we're back on the North Shore again. But since they have multiple locations, they are all exactly the same near as I can tell. Anyway, theirs is, I think, really terrific. But I feel like an idiot telling you about it, and I can't Ed's on the phone to save us from this dilemma I have put myself in. We'll find out. Ed, is that you?
Yeah, that's me. Hello.
Welcome to the food show.
Thank you very much. I'm trying to get some information on the Crystal Room and the Le Pavillon, the brunch that they have on Sunday.
Yeah.
What do you know about that?
Well, it is one of the very few buffets still around anymore. Even if you go scouring the hotels, which is where you used to find these all over the place, you would be very disappointed to find that almost no major restaurant in the city still does buffets at all. And once in a while, they'll do them kind of low-key. And there are a couple of them that are so locked in, like the Court of Two Sisters. You know, they've all done it there for a while,
right,
for a long, long time. So anyway, it is a nice-looking building. It's in an old hotel that has been kept up pretty well. The prices are lower than I would expect to find. Right now, if you were to run into a buffet somewhere, it would probably be somewhere in the neighborhood of 30, 40, maybe more than that. And this one, last time I looked, it was only about 25 or so.
I think it's 50. I called
50? Well, I can't say I'm surprised by that because the restaurant prices have been floating up pretty slowly. But it's nice enough. It's not a brilliant place, I wouldn't say. But it is about all you have left. If you want to go and do a buffet, you have to look around pretty good. But, again, I tell you, a nice-looking place with reasonably decent food.
I'm just wondering if you have any idea what's actually on the buffet for brunch, Sunday brunch.
Oh, gosh, I haven't checked today, so I don't have a good source of ammunition for that. But give them a call. I'm sure they would tell you.
I did. I called them a couple of times. Every time I call, the price is different. It's really kind of funny.
Oh, really? Well, you know, that happens.
Yeah. Okay. And yeah. And they said something about having snow crab and shrimp and I think oysters on a half shell,
uh-huh,
and things of that sort. And I was just wondering if you were familiar with it.
Yeah, I have. I've been there about I'm gonna say 10 or so times over the years. But it's pretty good. But again, I tell you, it's not a place that would be high on my list because I don't like buffets to begin with.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I appreciate that.
Well, I would like to hear back from you whenever it's convenient to tell us what you thought of it.
That's a good point. I'll do that. You deserve that. You've done a good service to this city.
Well, I don't know about that, but
I know about that. Yeah.
Okay. Well, listen, thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
See, it's the Food Show, 260-6368. So let's see. There's D. Christina's. That's not it. It's D. Martino's. That's it. D. Martino's is one of a small local chain of restaurants specializing in muffalettas. But they, some time ago, they started expanding their menu to include a little bit of Italian food and maybe a lot of Italian food, in fact. And they also do other kinds of poor boys, and their roast beef poor boy, I think, is very close to as good a one as I have had in ages. So there's your roast beef poor boy for today. Today it's Wednesday, which is soup and salad day, and it's also poor boy night or poor boy day, as you wish. So what's the soup of the day? Let's see. I ran into a good soup of the day just a couple of days ago. Where was that? I went to Antoine's last Friday And we've mentioned this before, but there was another aspect of it that I didn't cover, and it's one of my favorite dishes over there. It is not on the menu as far as I know, but it has been a specialty at Antoine's for so long that I would be very surprised if they told me, you know, we don't have that anymore. Actually, that did happen a certain amount when right after they got back going after the hurricane. And I thought, boy, I hope these guys don't forget how to do all the old classic dishes. But it's trout Florentine, which more likely than not at this time of the year would probably be redfish or black drum, yeah. And that is, in fact, how they did it. And it was very good. And I keep getting that. I think that's my favorite dish over there, at least among the seafood dishes. There's two kinds of meals you can have at Antoine's. You can have an enormous meal, which would start with 6 baked oysters. And, you know, even eating one or two of those is kind of filling. And then having for an entree, a steak would be good. Chicken Rochambeau would be one of my favorites. It's a half a chicken. But my favorite of all is this other thing that they do with lamb chops. And they're big, thick lamb chops. I'm pretty sure it's American lamb. It ought to be for the price. It's pretty high a price, but it's the kind of thing that tells me they're buying really good quality stuff. And when that comes to the table, they have two different sauces. One of them is a little, it's a brown sauce, but it's a little on the sweet side, which might not catch you. I think it might be a mint demi-glace or something along those lines. And then, let's see, what else was in there too? The béarnaise sauce over the top. So this is a really delicious thing. It's kind of expensive. I hate to even guess at what it is. It's something like $50 or maybe even higher. But it's worth every nickel because the quality of these lamb chops they get over there is beyond belief. Not something you're going to eat every day or every week or every month even. But when you want to put on the dog, this is – and by the way, you don't want to eat the dog either. It's something pretty serious that you can enjoy. And it's not a millennial dish. It's real eating for a change. We will come back with more of The Food Show in a moment after. First, please, this. Hello there. You are listening to The Food Show. I'm Tom Fitzmaurice, and it's fun to be here with you every day talking about the food scene around town. What were you eating last night, and was it any good? Tell me about that. If I can help you with a recipe, something you're trying to cook that you can't quite get the hang of, believe me, I can barely get the hang of a lot of recipes myself. But what I offer to you is a little brain squib from what little brains I have, also combined with what some other people who might be listening to us right now will know. That's the best part of doing this program is that when I don't know the answer to a recipe or a restaurant or anything, we can get somebody on the phone who does just about always. It might not happen automatically, but it does pretty quickly. So call us, 260-6368. And joining us over here on the green phone, if I can pull everything over here so I can actually touch it. There we go. And this is Norman. Norman, welcome.
Hey, Uncle Tom.
Hey there. What's going on?
Just a heads up, if you're on the interstate right now, it is raining cats and dogs.
Oh, yeah?
Coming from La Place. I mean, it's thunder. It's second to none. It's like, you don't want to be on the water today on a boat. I can tell you that right now.
No, I wouldn't want to be on a water on the water in a boat at any time.
Hey, come on now.
Yeah. You like what you like, you know.
That's yeah, you're right. I'm born and raised out here, and I can angle with the best of them. I went to Drago's Thursday night with the wife, and I told you I'd get back with you. My daughter and my son-in-law, they got lobsters, and they loved them. My wife got a lobster. You had suggested me getting a salad with maybe some lobster in it.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm a sucker for a Cobb salad, mm-hmm. and I started to ask the waitress, "Can you put some lobster?" And she said, No, a Cobb salad is a Cobb salad, and that's all I really want. And I flat down wore it out. I mean, I put the hurt on that Cobb salad.
Oh, okay. So, in other words, it was. I was trying to figure out where you were going with this. So, it was actually good.
Oh, it was delicious.
Okay.
You can't beat a good. You can't beat a good Cobb salad.
It is a good thing, and it's not something you see very often around New Orleans. It's a West Coast thing more than anything else. Everywhere you go on the West Coast, they've got it. For what that's worth.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I say, for what that's worth, which is not much.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Borough Vice, they have a, I think it's the Jordan Cafe. Yes, it is.
Where?
At the Beau Rivage.
Oh. Uh-huh.
The Jordan Cafe. And they make an excellent Cobb salad, too. It's it's just my favorite. We had steak last night. We had a ribeye. How can you tell? My wife loves to have some marbling effect of the fat.
Mm-hmm.
So, but sometimes we get a lot of grizzle. Is there any way to determine that ahead of time, is there?
Well, I'm a big believer in when I'm going to the butcher shop
that right.
I want to look at the beef. Ordinarily, my thought is get the whole thing and cut it, when you're in your kitchen. But I would not say that is a good idea for steaks because you won't see the marbling unless you kind of cut into it a certain amount, and butchers are not really all that crazy about doing that. So, I want to look at the steaks before I order them is what I'm trying to say here.
Hey, what are you looking for?
What I'm looking for are those little marblings. It looks like a little striation that runs through the beef itself. It follows the line of the kind of line of the fat running right through the lean.
Yeah.
And I find that if you just go by the grade of the beef or what it says on the wrapper, you usually walk away with something that is kind of a good idea, but maybe not as good as it could have been. I've had lots and lots of even USDA choice, which is not particularly good. I've found some of that just had a lot of fat running through it, which is what you're looking for.
Right.
Yeah. And I've also bought some steaks sometime that said that they were USDA prime. I start slicing into it, and where is the beef? I mean, where is the fat here, which is what you want? That's the big difference.
Either way, a steak is a good eating piece of meat.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah. And you know what? No one has mentioned this that I can remember anyway. On Thursdays, around town, in quite a lot of restaurants, there is a steak night. Like, one that comes to my mind immediately is Katie's restaurant uptown. But they are hardly the only one doing this. There are a lot of restaurants that are doing a Thursday night. I don't know how Thursday got started as the day that it happens. But a Thursday night dinner featuring steaks.
I'm going to check into that.
Yeah. I'll keep listening. I'll bet you there are people listening to us right now who routinely go to steak nights wherever it is that they live around or, whatever one they like. If that's you, if you know of a steak night somewhere around town, call us and tell us about it. You don't have to go into a lot of detail unless you want to, in which case it's welcome.
Terrific.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Have a good one.
Thank you. See you later. Bye. It's the Food Show. This is Tom Fitzmaurice. It's fun to be here talking about the food scene around town. So, who else do you know is doing a steak night? These tend to be very generous. They are typically more about ribeye steaks than any other cut, although that is not a universal thing. And it will give you an idea of of what their beef is like to begin with, but also the prices tend to be very, very affordable. So that's worth checking out. And if you know of a steak night anywhere, please call us, would you? Hello, hello, hello. It's the Food Show. I'm Tom Fitzmaurice. It's fun to be here with you talking about the food scene around town. What you been eating? Ba-da-ba-da-da-da-da. Let's see. Yesterday was Tuesday. I was concerned about getting stuck in some really ferocious weather, which I actually got in the early afternoon, but not too bad going home, actually. And where did I wind up? Oh, yeah, I went over to Bistro Orleans, and I was checking out their new menu. And just intrigued by this Hearts of Grilled Stuffed Mushrooms. I want to try that again, maybe. And, you know, I see that they have something that's kind of like it. Hearts of Artichokes, Italian breadcrumbs. They fry all that into kind of like a boulette. Not quite a ball, but a little bit sort of in the direction. And they serve it with a marinara sauce of all things. I don't know if I would have put a red sauce on that, but I sure would have tried it. And it went very, very well with the sauce that they were serving with this spinach thing, too. So a few new items going on. Chef Archie, he was there, was upgrading me on what's coming up at the restaurant these days. They've always got a few new things coming up. It's the Food Show. I am looking for you, if you either work at a restaurant or if you are at a restaurant right now cooking something or thinking about cooking something, call me up and tell me about anything you might have going on, because that's the way we get the as much information as we can give you. And but you can't go to every restaurant in town every day, which is about what it would take to get around to that. So anyway, today is a Wednesday. It's Soup and Salad Day. You can have either or both. Where would you go for that? And there's this question that's always put before you. You go out to eat. You have an entree chosen. Everything seems to be cool there. And then the waiter says you can have a salad or you can have the soup of the day. Which would you get? This time of year, it's that would change things because it has been cold for a while, but obviously it is not cold anymore, not for a while yet. So we're looking for some answers to that, as well as anything else on your mind. Please know that no matter what time of day it is or what you have in your head to talk about, you are more than free to give us a call and let her rip. You do not have to wait until somebody else brings up the subject that you've been wanting to talk about. Just call us right now and we'll get you on. 260-6368. 260-6368. That's all you need to know to get us going over here. And if you have this idea in your mind that what you would have to say about the restaurant scene wouldn't be that important and would be maybe silly or even stupid. Yeah, I've heard people use all of those adjectives. Trust me, we would love to hear from you no matter what you have on your mind to talk about. It is wide open to you all the time. That's what we're here for. And joining us over here on the blue phone is Michael.
Hey, Tom, good afternoon. It's a great day. Sorry?
It's a great big what?
It's a great day today. Before
it is?
The showers make everything so green. It's so beautiful. But anyway, here's the deal.
And it makes the grass grow quickly, too.
Yeah, well, you gotta give up something. But here's the deal.
Yep.
Free Los Doritos tacos today till 6 p.m. at Taco Bell, courtesy of the greatest sports team of all time. I said all sports, the Golden State Warriors from that great Golden State, California.
Huh?
Huh? Okay, Tom.
You know, I actually I know just slightly more than you might imagine. I don't follow sports too much, and I sure don't do hockey.
This is one in a million teams.
That's what I keep hearing. But I learned a little bit about it because my daughter, I couldn't exactly figure it out, but as soon as she saw hockey on television, she just fell in love with the sport and just became an avid fan of it.
But a slight correction, this is not hockey.
Oh, is this basketball? Now you see how out of it I am.
I'm sure you put me on.
Okay.
But anyway, I usually put red pins in a map of the city when I find one dish at a restaurant. I don't care how bad the rest of it is. One dish which is a five-star red pin. But what was your friend who wrote the book? What did he call that?
Which book?
The professor who wrote the book.
Richard Collin?
Yeah. What did he call it when it something was spectacular?
It was considered a it was an unusual thing. Let's see, it was a
French name, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Darn it! Because it's because I'm trying to think of it that I can't seem to drag it into my head. It was a Platonic dish. That's what it was.
Platonic. Oh, Platonic. Yeah, right. Plato. Yeah. Plato liked that stuff. Yeah. Anyway. At 75, I'm having a little problems recalling things too. So,
when did that happen to you?
About six months ago. The dish, the Platonic dish, red tin dish in the city.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, it's on. It's in Metairie, Little Tokyo and Causeway. I don't know anything about the rest of their stuff, but their eel and avocado salad is unbelievable.
Hmm. They started out, they were on Causeway Boulevard, closer to Airline. Then they opened up a much bigger location that's right near Napoleon, West Napoleon.
Yeah, you're correct, sir.
That's the one we're talking about.
Actually, it's pretty close. Yes, West Napoleon and Veterans between those two. That is a spectacular Platonic dish, eel and avocado salad. I will be reporting other Platonic dishes in the city.
Good idea.
Okay, have a good day.
We'd love to hear from you about that. Sounds good. Actually, it really does. I've had that there, and it is good. Eel sounds like a funny thing no matter what you put in it, but there are a lot of eel dishes around. And if you ever find yourself in Europe, particularly in Belgium, you will find that eels are everywhere you go on every menu, and they're really good. I have a joke, not a joke, I actually have an anecdote that dates back to the honeymoon my wife and I had back in 1989. In the meantime, here is Stephen. Stephen, you there?
Hello.
Hi, come on in.
Okay. The last couple of days, you sort of had the hot dog or hamburgers on your mind.
Well, I still do because I had the best one that I've had in ages, and I've only been once, and I will admit that that's not enough. But go ahead.
And I meant to stop over to the grill to have a hamburger, but didn't get there. But I have had the new McDonald's quarter pounder that they cook to order. And one of my complaints about their quarter pounder...
Do they say that?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah. And you actually wait for it. You pay for it and go up to the window and they go, well, you go around to the side door and we'll bring it out to you.
Huh.
So, but it's really good. They did raise the price about $1.
Yeah.
Well, they wouldn't tell me how much they raised it, but I think it's about $1. And then I went to New Orleans Hamburger and Seafood, which I've been disappointed because they took their – they used to have a condiments bar, and they took that away. And their hamburgers, the meat was really good, and they actually call it a gourmet hamburger, but it's still a typical bakery truck roll. And I would think if you had a gourmet hamburger, you would have a let's say a Kaiser roll or something.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm in full agreement with you on that, but nobody seems to touch it.
You know, and it would only call, you know, probably charge it'd be a nickel or a dime more to their food cost to buy a Kaiser roll or something like that to, you know, because it, you know, typical truck roll falls apart after about the second bite.
Yeah, sure. It's like poor boy bread, too, is that way. I always ask for easy on the gravy because if you don't, you can no longer move for all the junk that's on your hands at that point, no matter how delicious it is.
Well, my car was in the shop yesterday, and I had to go to the North Shore to get it fixed. They had some, anyway, it was factory stuff that had to be redone. So I drove around the North Shore for a while, and I ended up at Bears.
Bears, yeah.
In
Covington?
Yeah, in Covington.
Excellent. Yeah. Really one of the best around, I think.
Yeah, and I did get a roast beef poor boy, and I did tell him easy gravy, and they did do easy gravy.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't sloppy, and the poor boy bread lasted all the way through the sandwich.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And they did also toast the bread, too, which I think makes a difference.
Yep, all the really good places have always done that.
Yeah,
I'm still trying to get my head around the idea of a renovated Big Mac.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was really. I mean, they say it's fresh, and one of my complaints about quarter pounders. I don't eat a lot of them, but when I do go to McDonald's, I do get a quarter pounder. They had put it in a drawer, and it was always dry. So this was very moist and almost to the quality of the burger that I got at Hamburger and Seafood.
Uh-huh.
I mean, the meat I'm talking about.
Not the rest of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, glad to hear your reports.
Okay.
Thank you. See you. It's the food show. I'm Tom Fitzmaurice. Our program is sponsored by Mandeville Seafood. Remember this always.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.